T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, so if you haven't been watching the news or listening at all, there's been another alligator found, this time in a grocery store parking lot. Is that right?
It appears that way.
Yeah. This one has a little bit of a twist, though.
Yeah.
I love that you... See, I reached out to him. I Facebooked him. Yeah, and you called him and he answered right away.
Big Daddy. Paul, what's up, buddy?
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Good.
This is Paul McIntyre from Big Daddy's Wildlife. Tell us about this alligator today, Paul.
Yeah, I got a call. It was around 4:10 early in the morning. Sherrill Township Police called and said they had an alligator that they picked up down at the Giant Eagles on Route 8.
Wow.
And I went out to the police station, picked up the alligator. They had him in a box, taped up. I picked up the alligator, took him out of there, and they was just looking at me like, is he crazy?
Well, it's a little thing, right?
Yeah, he's about 2 foot. That's all, don't matter. Little, and he got them teeth. He can bite you.
Yeah, the little ones, the ankle biters.
But, I mean, he was so docile and friendly. You can tell that somebody owned that alligator.
Right, right. Which
Why?
Is such a dumb idea. Why do people do this?
Well, they buy him when they're little and they think, oh, he's cute, he's cute. They don't realize he's going to grow and grow and grow, and then you ain't going to have an aquarium to put him in, and they turn him loose, get rid of him. I mean, if they don't want him, take him back to the pet shop.
Or make him into some boots, man.
Oh, for heaven's sake. See, Paul? So, but we like
nice belt.
We like the next wallet. We like the next part. We like the next part of the story, Paul.
Yeah.
You decided to name this little guy.
His name is John Shumway. What made me think of that, because when I picked him up, I said, Mike, because we was listening to KDKA, I said, Mike, remember we was just on the radio the other morning with John Shumway?
Yeah. And?
Apparently he did remember that. And so that's where...
That's why you named him.
Does he look like John Shumway? Are there some physical attributes that...
he's a little cuter than John Shumway.
He might need some dental care, but aside from that, you'd keep him?
You find him
That alligator don't need no dental care. He's got plenty of teeth in there.
This is Paul McIntyre with Big Daddy Wildlife. By the way, maybe the best name for a business in America.
It's the best. I don't know what I like more, that you named the alligator at John Shumway or that you said you found him at Giant Eagles.
Do you know? Does Shumway know that you named an alligator after him?
No, he doesn't, I don't think.
He does now.
He does now.
Now,
yeah, I've been doing this business for almost 38 years.
Wow. What's the weirdest thing you ever got?
Probably a Benetron.
What?
What's that, man?
It's an Asian bear cat.
Whoa.
Where?
Yeah, a gentleman said that he bought it at Living Treasures up there in...
That place is sketch.
I know where that is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, he never bought it there.
He took it.
The animal was stolen from somewhere.
Yeah.
And what it is, it's an Asian bear cat. Friendly. I mean, they're ugly looking, look like they'll bite you.
Oh.
And, I mean, I picked up rattlesnake already. I picked up alligators, owls. I picked up a mountain lion years ago in Whittaker. Oh, yeah.
And now you picked up a John Shumway.
Wow.
I picked up my buddy John Shumway.
How does it compare? How does it stack up on your list of finds, the John Shumway?
John's right on top of the list.
What happens? Big Paul McIntyre from Big Daddy Wildlife. So what happens to the Shummer now? Can he work for PennDOT?
The owner called for it.
Yeah.
The owner did call.
Yeah.
And he lives right up on top of the hill from the Giant Eagles.
Oh.
And what the problem was, he don't put it in an aquarium.
Yeah.
He has a backyard with some chicken wire with a little pond and turtles, and he kept it in there.
Where are we living? What is
this? And I told him, I said, you can't leave this alligator out to get out all the time.
I tell you what, man, you put that thing in the oven, you broil it at 450, you throw some butter on it, you got to like some
Yeah, we're going to have some alligator burgers.
I'm telling you, gosh. Big Daddy, have you eaten alligator? I have.
I ate alligator bites years ago.
Tastes like chicken.
Yep.
Tastes like chicken, buddy.
Little chewy.
Oh, my God.
So I wanted to ask you, because I was a little concerned, I saw a TV interview with you because you're kind of famous now. Looked like you had a little surgery. Are you okay?
Yeah, I had skin cancer on the nose and that. I'm fine. They say cancer-free as of Wednesday.
Oh, thank goodness. Thank goodness. That's scary, huh?
Oh, yes.
So
it was called basal cell.
Yeah,
you
got
to be careful, brother.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yes, sir. The sun does it to me. I get out and go up my camp on the boat all the time with no hat and that on, and the sun eats you up.
Not now. You can't. Do you know what happened?
No, sir.
Is John Shumway still in your custody, or did you give him back?
No, we still have him.
Oh, the Shummer.
Yeah. I don't know if that dillweed owner should get him back. I mean, honey, let's keep the alligator in the backyard.
I pick up all kind of animals. I work for the townships.
Yeah.
I got contracts with all the townships.
Yeah.
I pick all their dead deer and stuff up like that.
There are some snakes and rats that work for the townships.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
What about that? Wasn't there a cobra or something?
Around, Marty.
Wasn't there a cobra or a python that was in West Virginia that had slithered away? Did we ever find that? Have
no.
you heard anything?
No, they never found that, and they cited the guy for letting his animal run loose.
Well, the next time you catch something cool, name it Marty Griffin.
There you go.
Or something cute, name it Wendy Bell.
Mm-hmm.
Marty Griffith, that's See? My man. I always listen to you when you was on.
Thanks,
that's
brother.
That's it. Thank
right.
you, Paul.
All right, big man, big daddy.
I love it.
I thank you, sir, and you have a good weekend.
Right.
I think he called you Marty Griffith.
Yeah, I love him, man. That's my man. If you don't like him.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.